little black hair. The man goes down, you look, she dances and walks.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. We're doing a special show, the Kansas State Term Wrap Up Show, since we were out there live and attended and were hosted and all that good stuff. So we're going to kick it off and wanted to definitely introduce and then have her introduce herself again a little more in-depth. Lori Mayer, how are you?
I am great, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's kind of a, good. You know, it is definitely Friday, and I am not disappointed about that at all. So it's been, it's amazing that September is gone, and it is definitely October. Huge snowstorm. North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, they're like got like 8 inches of snow. That's insane. It's October like 3rd, right?
It's not that way in Kansas City.
Oh, it's like 75 degrees. It was like 85 degrees yesterday in Tulsa. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. So, well, first, I'm going to have you introduce yourself first, and then I'm going to ask you actually some fun questions first that have nothing to do with HR or the conference to kick it off. How about that?
Sounds great. Well, my name is Lori Mayer, and I am located in Kansas City, Missouri. I am the Association Executive for the Kansas State Council of SHRM. We just wrapped up our statewide SHRM conference last week in Overland Park, Kansas. So I also work with the Missouri and Oklahoma SHRM State Councils to help produce their conferences as well. So I'm very tied into the SHRM Conference Planning Network, and I'm honored to be a part of the show and talk about some of the fun things that we did last week in Overland Park.
Lovely, and you do a fantastic job, I might add, for everybody listening. So, okay, first fun question. What is your favorite restaurant in the entire world?
Capital Grill, hands down.
Nice. Nice. That was really quick. I am absolutely impressed. Favorite dish and drink at Capital Grill?
Favorite dish, probably the Filet Oscar and the Stoli Doli.
Ah, there we go. You definitely spent a little time there because that didn't take you, bam, bam, that didn't take too long. So
exactly.
Favorite place to go eat and drink while you're at the beach?
Wow, that's probably St. Petersburg, Florida, and probably Billy's Crab.
Okay. Fabulous. Good stuff. We're rolling now. So, favorite place in Kansas City, and it can't be Capital Grill, because we've actually been to that Capital Grill, and we had a great time before we ran a half marathon together.
We have been to that Capital Grill. Probably my favorite place in Kansas City would be Pot Pie, which is a small restaurant down on 47th Street in Westport.
Lovely.
Assuming
okay.
You're still talking about food.
I am definitely still talking about food, by the way. So good point of clarification, though. Thank you. Because, you know, the wheels can go off the tracks pretty quickly with me. So that's good to ask questions. So tell us a little bit about just maybe some of the hard facts about the conference, kind of where it was located, maybe the theme of the conference, attendance, just some of the highlights for everybody that's listening.
Sure. The conference was held last week in Overland Park, Kansas, and the conference theme was Lucky 2013. We kind of focused on HR risks, rewards, and roles for this year's conference, kind of trying to do a diverse grouping of concurrent sessions and trying to be broad on topics, kind of trying to be cutting edge a little bit, so I think we did a great job of doing that. We had right at 500 conference attendees. We had over 40 speakers with all of our concurrent sessions and keynote sessions, and we also had 70 exhibitors in the exhibit hall. So overall, a successful conference, a little bit smaller than it was here 2 years ago. The Kansas Conference rotates or has rotated in the past between Wichita, Topeka, and Overland Park, Kansas, and we've recently made the decision to rotate that conference back and forth between Wichita and Overland Park. So we're looking forward to having a little bit of stability in conference location and dropping the conference down to those two locations. But I think overall, as we look at ourselves compared to other SHRM state conferences, I think we were right on target, and it was a highly successful very successful conference, actually. Great feedback. We've already sent out the attendee evaluations and getting great feedback on all of the speakers. So very positive experience overall.
Well, good. It was the, and it's funny how sometimes the facilities make the world of difference. When it's laid out well, and that was a really, really, I thought, well-run facility. We've all been, and you're obviously a conference management professional, so you've been doing this a long time, and I'm just a conference attendee person, so I've been to a lot of conferences. That was probably one of the better laid-out facilities. As far as like it didn't take a lot of thinking to kind of just get to where you needed to go. Tons of natural light, mm-hmm. Lots of art, some odd pieces of art, which we've discussed via Facebook, which are perplexing. But that's what art makes art awesome, right? That when you talk about.
Right,
and
right.
And that was one that was definitely neat in a perplexing way because it was confusing. But so... What was the thing that you probably heard? So we'll go top to bottom. So
okay.
What was the thing that you probably heard the most compliments on and that people really liked? And what's the thing that you're going to take a look at next time around that you might want to improve on?
Sure. Well, I think from the top down, I think the conference – overall, the feedback was very positive. I think one of the highlights of the conference, and I wouldn't say highlights in terms of talking away from the sessions and the concurrent sessions, but talking just overall, as you mentioned, the facility was amazing. The Overland Park Convention Center is a great place to have a conference, and I, too, travel and plan conferences in various locations, but just the logistics of that location, the staff is incredible and incredibly responsive, so definitely kudos to the staff there. And also, just the progressiveness of the technology, just an amazing facility. So I think for starters, people definitely enjoyed the facility. They enjoyed the closeness of the meeting rooms and close proximity to the exhibit hall. I think the food overall was very well received. I think even you might have mentioned that the food was good for conference food. So if Brian likes the food, that's a plus for me. But I think that the keynote sessions were very, very well received this year. We had Jeff Tobe on the front end, and he did a great presentation talking about coloring outside the lines, recreating the HR experience. And he did a great presentation to kick off Thursday morning's keynote. We did start concurrent sessions on Wednesday afternoon. We had a session specifically on Twitter 101 for the HR professional, which Dustin Haverkamp did for us, and we also had the opportunity to really try to link people into our mobile app, which is one. This is the first year that Kansas SHRM has used a mobile application for the conference, and it was very well received as well. So I think a couple of the technology issues on the front end, in addition to the great facility, definitely helped us out. And then I think, again, the keynote speakers were great. On Friday morning, we had a presentation on diversity and communication, working with many while connecting with the individual, and that was done by Pearl McDonald, and she's actually a local speaker here in the Kansas City area that has a lot of stand-up comedy experience, and so she added some great humor to her presentation, added some diversity to the presentation, and I think was very, very well received. And then we closed out on Friday afternoon with Ryan Estes talking about rethinking HR. And we all know Ryan, and Ryan is a rock star in our particular industry. He's very well respected in the HR arena, and so we were very honored to have Ryan with us. And enough said on that. Ryan always is a rock star. So I think we wrapped it up with a great presentation, great program, and the conference was just awesome.
Would echo everything you definitely just said. And I have not gotten tired, and I've seen Ryan Estes so many times, and I just never get tired of watching his presentations, because he is a consummate professional speaker.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there were some things that kind of went a little bit awry on the presentation. Didn't get thrown off, kind of just jumped in to kind of like, just get it figured out, no big deal, and got it figured out. And you know what? There was no disruption to it, right? It just was the flow. And I mean, he is just top notch. I mean, as
he
far as out there, content was great. Talked a little bit about a couple case studies, which I really enjoy, is the Mayo Clinic that he talks about, and then also talking about Adobe, which was really good, and that's the one that I had not seen before, that he does some work with them, and so that was it was good. It was the graphics were good, so we could spend a whole show talking about how awesome Ryan Estes is, so let's not do that. But
absolutely.
So let's, I mean, some things about, was there an aha, was there any, I mean, you've done this so much, and this is part of what you do. Did you have, and it's all right if you didn't, an aha moment with this conference?
I don't know that I necessarily had an aha moment, but I think that the conference, as I mentioned, went very, very well this year. I think some of the things that we added to the conference that we haven't had in the past, as I mentioned, was the mobile application. And I think conferences, it's just definitely a value add. It's important for the attendees. It's a great plug for the exhibitors and sponsors. It's also a great plug for the speakers. And so while we used a mobile app that was somewhat limited by our ability to add to it and plug in the speaker presentations and that sort of thing, it still provided a great tool for on-site. We were also obviously honored to have you with us, Brian, and do a live radio show with us there on Thursday afternoon. That was great, and definitely a value add to the conference, and also hopefully a value add to Drive-Thru HR, and hopefully increases your listeners. But it's great to have people like that on site. We also had Tiffany Kuhl from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who was blogging throughout the conference. She did a great job, helped our Twitter interaction. She was blogging, she was tweeting, she was taking pictures throughout and Instagramming. And so I think all of us in the social media circle were having a great time promoting the conference through all of those avenues. So I think that was great. We also had Matt Charney present, and he is a local Overland Park, Kansas guy. So it was great to have him back in his hometown, and did a great presentation for us on branding. And it was nice to have him there tweeting and promoting again, giving us a lot of visibility through his social media network. And I just think we had an increased, a stepped up social media presence. I think the tweets coming out of the session, you know, were meaningful. I think the content of the sessions, you know, was meaningful. We had a lot of out-of-town speakers. I know that you reconnected with a couple of your friends that you didn't know were going to be there. And so it's just great to bring everybody together and network. We were also very fortunate to have Lisa Horn from the SHRM staff with us talking about workplace flexibility. That was great and well-received. So she was able to spend a couple of days with us, and also has relatives in the Overland Park area. So I think, you know, if you really look at people, I think that we all just love to live here in the greater Kansas City metro area. That's haha. But it's great to have people back in their hometown. And so it was really fun for me to be able to host all of you guys and have people over and all of that fun stuff, you know, in addition to showing our city. So I think that was probably the aha moment, was just getting everybody together.
Well, and I definitely know that after the day had concluded, when we were actually able to spend some downtime, you know, socializing at your gorgeous new home, I might add, I definitely had some aha moments. I can't share them on the actual air because they were too funny and too profound to really put into words. So anyway, we'll let that sit over there for a while. It was really great to have the national SHRM presence there, and it happened to be, you know, Rebecca, Lisa, and Scott. And they're three people that I just enjoy. They plug right into any place so well. And it's such a good representation of both the field and of the national headquarters as far as leadership being at a state conference. I truly think that was put together so well, and just an A-team and a good representation, because and maybe you can actually share, what's the association with the National SHRM organization, the state organization, the conference, and like all the chapters within Kansas?
I'm not sure I understand your question. You mean
how
do they all fit together?
Yeah, how does that all work? Because one would think, like, does SHRM own like the state conference and it's part of their bigger conference network?
Sure.
How does that work from an organization standpoint?
Well, actually, SHRM is our parent organization, I think, as most people know. And so each state then has a state council that's built up of chapter presidents across the state, all have a sitting position on that board of directors and have a voting position. And then we also have directors on the board that have that represent SHRM's core leadership areas, such as diversity and inclusion, college relations, certification, membership, those sorts of things. And so we have board members across the state of Kansas that each represent those SHRM core leadership areas, so that we're continually driving down SHRM's goals at the national level to the state level, and then furthermore driving that down to the chapter level. So in Kansas City in particular, there's two chapters. There's the SHRM of Greater Johnson County, which is Johnson County, Kansas, and then we have SHRM of Greater Kansas City. So we have two chapters here right on the state line, which I think also helps us in terms of participation in the state conference when it's being held in Overland Park. So that's great. But the chapters, they all operate independently and have their own memberships. And then the state does not have membership. However, the state does serve all of the chapters, all of the chapter members, which are SHRM members and non-SHRM members. And then obviously all of the SHRM members that are members of SHRM National that reside in the state of Kansas, however, are not local chapter members. So we have three different groups of HR professionals that we're serving at various levels. So that's kind of the structure of SHRM. And I think it's just very awesome to be able to have Rebecca Briley. Rebecca has been doing a ton of traveling in her position as the Membership Advisory Council representative for the Southwest Central Region, but she was present in Missouri at the Missouri SHRM State Conference, and I know she's been traveling a lot, visiting all of the conferences in the region that she possibly can, and just having that visibility has been wonderful. And obviously Scott Farron is our regional director, and he is great from that perspective. He also stepped in and filled in on a session where I had a speaker that was unable to deliver a session. So he was able to step in and do a strategic session for us, and Scott's always more than willing to help us out and is a great, we very much appreciate him being part of our team on the Southwest Central Region and helping all of our volunteers across Kansas. So it's just great to have their engagement, and it was really great to have Lisa Horn here. She was here several years ago and did an advocacy program for SHRM of Greater Kansas City, but it was great to have her back in town as well.
Well, thank you. Definitely thank you for sharing that, because I know there's a lot of moving parts, and if you don't see the whole picture, sometimes it's kind of hard how that all fits together. My next question is, and I think a lot of people wonder about this, so how do you go about structuring like a conference from a content and a learning perspective? What's you as a planner, how do you approach that? Like Kansas, is there a formula? Is you start over new every year? How does that work?
Well, I mean, I would say that we've tried to streamline the process. At one time, you know, sometimes the conference would start on Wednesday afternoon, sometimes not until Thursday morning, sometimes on Wednesday morning. So we've really tried to streamline the schedule, and then we do a call for presentations and really try to push that out through social media, through all of our contacts that we can, and that allows us to get great speakers from all across the U.S., basically. And then when I sit down and try to map out or slate out the program, if you will, I really try to look at, you know, not only what is hot in HR, but what they aren't necessarily able to get through other avenues. And so we really we try to do a balance of, you know, what's the hot topic, but not trying to overload on the compliance and governmental affairs and labor and employment law updates, and really try to kind of balance it out and give them sessions that are kind of across the board variable. So it works out really well. We then slot the speakers in, and we have the executive committee take a look at that and add their diversity just from that group of people, you know, that can perhaps say, you know, this, we're overloaded on this side, we're too weak on this side. But it seems like the attendees are always hungry for legislative and governmental affairs issues, but they're also right now hungry for all of the information regarding healthcare reform and what's going to happen with Obamacare and all of those sorts of things. But in addition to that, on the, you know, social media is still a hugely hot topic. So we tried to cover, you know, different avenues of that, not just looking at social media from a legal standpoint, but also looking at it from a networking standpoint, looking at it from an employment screening standpoint, all of those sorts of things. So had several presentations on social media and also culture, just trying to add some diversity, a couple of topics on diversity, a couple of topics on global HR. We were very fortunate to have Keith Wiedenkeller, who is a past president of SHRM of Greater Kansas City, and he's also the director or the board chair for the U.S. Business Leadership Network, and he talked a lot about, did a session talking about AMC Theaters and their recent acquisition by a company in China. And so that was a great global HR session, and he also just talked about, you know, how you know, not only globally, but, you know, just even moving, you know, city to city, state to state, you know, what challenges that creates for an HR professional. So we really tried to do a broad group of topics and then, you know, slide those into a template that stays the same kind of year after year. So really we try to keep the timing of the program, the timing of the sessions and everything the same, and plug in great new programs each year. So we also do one of the big highlights of the conference is the George Trombold Award, and it honors in memory of George Trombold, and he was an executive at Boeing for 37 years, and so he's kind of the amazing HR professional in the state of Kansas. And so each year we do an award and we recognize someone as the Trombold Award winner. And this year it happened to be Kara Hunt. And Kara is located in Wichita, Kansas. She is a past president of the Wichita chapter, and she's also the 2014 conference chair. So that it's great to work with Kara. But Kara is amazing from just a volunteer perspective and also just an HR professional perspective. So it's always great to recognize those award nominees as well. And so I think that that's a big highlight of the conference, and something that's really important is to continue to elevate and promote the HR profession and recognize these people that are doing an amazing job in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, that was really, and I mean, they brought up her family was there, and she was definitely surprised. You could just tell that she, you know, was kind of at, I'm sure she's probably not at a loss of words too often. She didn't seem to have that personality, but she was definitely a little bit at a loss for a moment when the presentation was made. So that was really, I mean, it was really nice to see. And then, you know, obviously having, you know, Ryan Esses, you know, right after that, he tied that into his message. And I just think it was so subtle, but it was so impressive. And it was so just, again, just another point of everybody here, you know, wants to go as far and do as well as they can in the profession. And I think it was nice to showcase. That's what the conferences are all about, is not only learning some information that you can go get and get your credits and everything, but it's spending time and asking questions and hearing things that are going on and reinforcing that. A lot of times, you're not alone with similar challenges and opportunities. And so that's always my
sure.
aha moment. Every single
yeah.
conference, just the time with people. And I did. I got surprised by somebody I didn't really realize was going to be there. So that was nice to see my friend Lori Morgan from Dallas walk up. And I'm like, hey, how are you? So,
well, and we were also honored. I think you forgot to mention that we were also very honored to have Aflac was our platinum sponsor for the conference, and Aflac was able to secure the Heisman Trophy. So we actually had the Heisman Trophy present in the Aflac booth, and attendees were able to take photographs with it, and we had the banner behind the trophy that listed all of the past Heisman Trophy recipients. And so that was definitely, I don't know that I would call it an aha moment as much as just super fun and super exciting to have the Heisman there. So that was also a great addition to the conference.
Huge. That was pretty amazing. I got to admit, that was one of those that I think the majority from a vendor kind of thinking through kind of a wow moment. I mean, they definitely, you know, there's a lot of money behind them sponsoring, so I get that. But they were smart enough to present it that way. And I think was definitely one of the most talked about from a vendor perspective. As far as interaction and remembrance, and that's really cool, and I got to make sure and go to their booth. And so well done to Aflac for sure. So,
sure, that was definitely a great way to drive traffic, so it was wonderful.
So do you have the dates or anything secured you want to share about 2014 with us?
Let's see. We do have 2014 dates, and they are, let me just double check and make sure that I don't give you the false dates. We are looking at September of 2014. We will be in Wichita, Kansas on the 17th through the 19th of September.
Well, there you go, folks. Great, great conference. Wichita, I think, that's a great place. I've never actually been to a conference in Wichita, so I'm hopefully the offer will be extended again, and we will, we'll have a lot of fun down there, and so
sure.
Can hardly wait. So, Lori, thank you again for inviting us up to the conference, and it was amazing. I got to speak also, and I really enjoyed the interaction, and it was just overall a wonderful couple days with a lot of great HR and people that support the profession. So, and it's always good to hear your voice, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being here. It was great to spend time with you as well. And just everyone that's listening, make sure and follow us on Twitter at KS Sherm. And also, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Lori, L-O-R-I-L, Maher, M-A-H-E-R. So look forward to connecting. And if I can ever help anyone, just please reach out. I'm happy to do it.
Perfect. Well, Lori, have an amazing weekend, and I'm sure I will be talking to you soon. Everybody else, same to you. Enjoy. Take a little time to take some deep breaths and get out and enjoy the sun. And we will talk to everybody on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Early in the morning, rise into the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my mind.